Didn't you like Elsie's dancing? Asked Jim. She's our little bit of care in the community. She's never had so much fun in all her life as Elsie. She gets to make men tremble with excitement, and that's quite life-affirming in your 80s. Even takes the odd customer home, though that can lead to problems in the morning. Not quite a coach turning back into a pumpkin, but how, what, why? Continued Robert. The door is manned by a troll called Misty, except he is the doorway as well, and you pass through him, trailed through a cloud of fairy dust, if you will. So doing, got a lock on your nervous system. That's why your senses were a bit confused. You saw, heard, and tasted largely what you expected to taste. I see, said Robert, who didn't. It means we can run the most revoltingly disgusting services for our stupidly wealthy clients without spending a penny on the upkeep of the building. Hundreds of pounds on a bottle of the best champagne, and it's just tap water. But little Miss here let you see it as it is, as she's cruel that way. I didn't know you could... I knew trolls appear different to different people, but I didn't know you could affect other things. Oh, yes, said Jim. We used to be much in demand by the government, making people believe all sorts of things. But Jim was cut off by the arrival of a very large pigeon who hopped onto the table in front of them. Harry, cried the woman, you found it. The pigeon evidently had, as in his beak was a large medal. Harry, said Jim, looking hard at the bird, don't tell me he's gone native. Yep, said the woman, beaming. He's been squatting with the pigeons in Trafalgar Square. Robert was about to ask, what is it about you guys and birds, when the forgotten, crumpled man let out a scream. Pigeon! And started waving a battered umbrella at the obese bird, which half flew, mostly hopped, up and down as best it could to avoid a blow. And as it hopped and flapped, the angry bird opened its beak, largely to tell the crumpled man to piss off, and dropped the mysterious medal down into Robert's unloved beaker of water with a plop and a fizz. Hang on, thought Robert through the mayhem. Should a medal fizz? And as he thought this, the room exploded.